I am Josh.
Justin.
I'm Austin.
Hey guys, have you seen 1989's The Wizard?
No, I've never actually watched it.
Huh.
I haven't seen it either. Did
You've
something
heard of it,
happen? Wait,
surely.
did
Whoa.
something happen? This is getting scary.
Are we in an alternate timeline?
This is a very popular movie about a subject near and dear to both Justin and I's heart,
For sure.
It's a cult classic.
and we haven't seen it, and Josh has. I don't know what's going
This
on.
is
It's
weird.
bizarro land, but we're gonna do it. Josh, explain the rules to the people who are joining us for the first time.
Sure. So, for the people that haven't seen the movie, usually me, but this time Austin and Justin,
Whoa.
they think the movie is going to be about based solely on the title.
Okay.
So I'm sure both of you know way too much about this movie into it. So you know
I'm gonna give a pitch first though, a
what do you
blind
think
pitch.
the wizard's going to be about?
Before we say what we know it's about, I think this is a all white remake of The Wiz.
Not the Wizard of Oz specifically, a different remake.
Oh yeah, like a terrible response to The Wiz. No, The Wizard, it could be literally anything, and I love it. It's fantasy, it's super vague. Sadly, I do know a little bit about this because of pop culture, but Justin, let's get to your guess first.
The wizard, if I was, I mean, we always go off of what we happen to know by happenstance. So I'm gonna say, based off of what I know, which isn't much, honestly, I just know it's about video games. So I'm gonna say it's about, and I know who a star that's in it, but it's about that star getting like headhunted by Nintendo to work for their, to like give advice on how to beat games. And it's like, oh, you never realized it was this kid.
Oh, he works for
Ooh.
like the games hotline.
Okay.
That's why he's called the wizard, because he helps everybody with the games.
Makes customer service look cool.
Oh, I like it. He writes for Nintendo Power.
Shit like
He's
that.
that kid on the front, like you always see on vaporwave art, that's like riding a skateboard through the internet with like sunglasses on.
He's like the 90s cool guy.
Okay. We do know this is about Nintendo by some means or another. Heard about it in pop culture. We're nerds. We love Nintendo. Like I said, I can't believe we haven't seen this.
Yeah,
But
me either.
I
What do
don't
you
know what
think
the
it's
story is
about?
actually about. I think it's gonna be like a competition movie. Like, you can't be one of the cool kids unless you beat me at this Nintendo tournament. And so it's like a block-wide event where a bunch of kids participate. And I don't know, the wizard maybe is the kid who hosts the tournament, and he's like the previous champion. It's a blood sport, but for kids.
He's like hanging up his mantle and he needs a protege.
Oh my god, like if it's a blood sport with video games,
Akumite. He's going to college and he's leaving his Nintendo system. He doesn't have a younger brother, an heir, so to speak. So he
We're getting
has
to a
to leave
movie.
it
I
to like
always. Yeah, we're
with
getting into territory of a
one of the kids in
movie.
the neighborhood.
We're getting to a territory of a movie I've always like debated on if it would be good for that show or not, and I've basically came to the conclusion that it wouldn't, but the FP.
You keep almost putting it on a list and then taking it off.
Yeah, I feel like someday it does have to be on the list, but we have to have the right guests for it.
Sure.
That's a touchy movie. That's a
It
rough
is.
one. It has to be seen by some people. It doesn't have to be seen by everybody. It may
I
not.
haven't seen it.
I don't even think it needs to be seen. Yeah, I see why it comes and goes off the list. It's a sight to
Yeah.
behold. How about that? Like, a seeing is
It yes.
believing. Like, it
Yes.
doesn't ever need to be seen, but
It's
it's
not
like, wow.
good.
It's unique.
No.
It's like a
It's unique.
spectacle.
And it ties into video game Kumite.
Yeah, I know it's like some like DDR like post-apocalyptic tournament or something like that.
DDR is
That's
Dungeons, Dragons, and Robes.
Dance Dance Revolution.
Oh, okay.
Dungeons, Dragons, and Rolls. Come on.
Rolls, like role playing?
Sure. Yeah, like
Like
dice
dice
rolls or
rolling.
role playing. Either
Both.
one.
Oh, DDRR. All right. we're gonna get to it. You said 1989?
89, yeah.
Ooh, nice. Okay.
I know who is one of the stars of this movie. Do you know
I know a
offhand?
star that I think you don't know is a star in this movie.
I know a star who you don't think you know is a star, but I know who is a star.
This movie is a very popular actor's first role.
Really? Okay.
Do you know
No.
anybody who's in this movie? Okay.
I'm not familiar with anybody that's in this, no. But we're gonna get to it. We're gonna watch The Wizard from 1989 and hopefully see a bunch of cool old game footage. We'll be back. Just walking down a lonesome road in the desert sun. So many things about this movie. I'm just gonna say right off the bat, Josh, gave me Tremors vibes.
In that it's in a desert for most of the movie, and they're in the back like trucks.
Yeah, and there's like funny duo in the back of trucks making their way through the desert. I just got Tremors
Sure,
vibes
that's fair.
the entire
Yeah.
time I was watching this.
That guy who was hunting them down and could
Yes.
sense where they are by vibrations.
Don't walk on the dirt or the kid bounty hunter will find you.
They take out like a shovel in one scene and start hitting, dude.
Oh my God, the car fight was pretty fun. You think that was like meant to be like Street Fighter?
Don't think there are any like weird references to video games outside the explicit video game like scenes
Outside of
that we
that one,
see.
maybe it wasn't that smart.
No, I don't think that was a Street Fighter beat up the car, so otherwise it would have just been him doing using his fists.
They would have played the Street Fighter beat up the car music overtly, telling you.
Yeah, or like inappropriately played a Hadouken sound act when he punched it or something like
So this
that.
movie starts in the, like we said, the dry desert heat with a little boy walking down the road and there's a really
Jimmy.
feelsy song going on. It's like I don't it's a late 80s kind of grunge rock with an acoustic guitar and it's like don't got no friends, don't got no home, all alone.
Yeah, it's a traveling down that lonely road song for sure.
And the cops are hunting this kid like he's Buffalo Bill. We got a helicopter after him. We got like an SUV chasing him, and they're like, we think this is the location. We're gonna corner him. And they like pull off the road. You think this kid's been possessed by the wizard? Is that why he's in a fugue state?
The wizard is like a ghost of video games that
Sure,
possesses
that
people.
kid's been told many times in his life that he acts like he's possessed.
He's
Unfortunately. I say some
yes,
pretty
yes,
harsh
yes.
things about their condition.
This is
Yeah.
not a very sensitive movie to the issues of this young boy.
That it tries to take on? No.
Not at all. He
That's my
mentioned,
biggest gripe.
oh yeah, it does not age well. It wasn't good at the time. It we'll say it right off the bat, it's a huge commercial for Nintendo.
Yep.
And Nintendo was like, I don't know, how do we get people interested in our product? We could show off our product. How about that? Like, we could get people excited about it. Or we could have a strange take on mental health issues.
Why not both?
What about Kid Power Stowaway Runaway movie? We're going to California.
Oh man, this is so much a kid power movie, like a seminal kid power movie,
Yeah,
right?
you gotta give it credit where credit is due, though, that they hustle their way there.
For sure.
That's pretty cool. They
I
don't
just want to
just.
touch on it a little bit. The fact that they were thinking of institutionalizing this kid is insane in and of itself.
So he suffered
Like,
some trauma. His mom died, right?
sister. Sister.
Sister died. Okay. He
Yes.
doesn't talk too much.
Did you watch the movie? Sorry, I'm just kidding.
Justin finally gets to say
Justin, they all have the same haircut in every photo they show,
it.
and
Okay,
it's
but
that
one is a grown woman and one is a child.
they all have the same haircut from the 80s. I can't tell. I can't tell who's who. I'm sorry. Josh went three Austin Powers movies. Give me this. I can't tell the mom from the daughter. I'm sorry.
I don't. I it's in Austin's defense, I don't. I'm like explicitly stating what was up with the sister thing right away. I don't think they say that till like
Takes a
the end.
while. They don't actually talk about what happened until
They
like
really
they're
build the
at,
tension, don't they?
yeah, they're at
So,
Haley's house.
his. Did you catch this? You know Jimmy. He's the kid they're taking to California. His full name is Bo Jimmy.
Interesting. Beau Jimmy Woods.
Bo Jimmy Woods.
I
You
just go
think.
by Jimmy too.
I'd go by Jimmy. Yeah, do you think that might be the cause of some of his problems? Being called Bo Jimmy at school.
Might be.
This
He
has
is the titular wizard.
Fred Savage and Christian Slater.
And Tobey Maguire.
Toby Maguire. And Beau
Oh
Bridges.
my God. Yeah, okay, but first and Jenny Lewis and Wendy Phillips. But Josh teased at the beginning of this episode that this was someone's first movie, and we're like, is this we're watching, I'm like, is this Fred Savage's first movie? And Justin's like, is this
No
freaking
way.
Christian Slater's first movie? And I'm like, no
We
way. And Josh comes back and he's like, this is Tobey Maguire's first movie. He's one of the
like,
goons
what?
in the junkyard and he's not even credited.
Yeah.
Josh.
He is listed on the final cast of IMDb, but you have to like scroll down to the bottom and it's like a
I
rest
am.
of cast listed alphabetically. And he's
Yeah.
at the bottom as Lucas's goon at Video Armageddon.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, not even in the junkyard, like later on when he gets other goons.
Yeah. He's not even an original fan. He only liked him after he was on the stage.
Fred Savage returning. Do you remember from what episode, Josh? I like quick
No.
secret quiz
Quiz.
time.
Quiz. Can you give me anything?
It's
Fred Savage has
oh my
been in
God,
this
wait,
movie. He's been in it before.
Justin, don't give him one that'll give it away like right away, because there's some
Oh,
clues that he'll get right away.
I'll give him a hint right now
Okay, give it.
in that we already mentioned it in this recording.
Oh wow, that would not help me at all either. Did we?
That does not help me. We mentioned the movie.
The movie that Fred Savage was in that we've done.
I
We've
don't.
mentioned it on this podcast already.
We did?
We did.
Ah, you're stumping me now. All right, I'll give him the easy one then. It's one of the top movies that we've ever done.
Doesn't mean anything.
No.
Half the movies we've seen are like quote top
No, I'm talking
movies.
about your top movies.
Oh, is it went from When Harry Met Sally?
Nope.
Princess Bride?
Yep. This
Who
is
are
the
they
kid
in
who's
Princess
sick
Bride?
in the bookended
Oh.
story that the grandpa tells the story of the Princess Bride to.
Oh.
Yeah,
Oh, okay.
he's also in Austin Powers 3.
He is in Austin Powers
Yeah.
3. It's not as like pivotal of a role. He's the
But
character
it
who
is a pivotal mole.
Okay. Good one. I'll give that to you. We get some broken home drama. We find out that this house has split after the sister died, and the kid Jimmy, Bo Jimmy, walking the Badlands by himself like Mad Max, was or is Fred Savage and Christian Slater's half brother. He's got a new stepdad. The mom has remarried, and she is remarried
Sam
to,
McMurray,
yeah,
the
named Bateman in this. What is he? Is he like a lawyer in this? It's hard to tell.
It seemed like he was something like that.
So if he's a businessman, I think we'll call
Yeah.
him. He's always wearing a suit, very logistical, very
He's
stern.
also been on the podcast already.
Really?
Several
Oh,
times.
yeah,
He
he's
was
quite a
in
good
Adam's
character
Family.
actor.
He was in Adam's Family Values, The Raising Arizona.
This was good.
Did you say one of those was good?
Yeah.
Nice.
Was it Raising Arizona?
No.
Oh, yeah,
I can see how you would think that
Oh,
though,
hey,
with the
there's a
desert
bounty hunter in
lands.
both of those movies.
There is a bounty hunter in both of those movies. Speaking of
Which
which,
bounty hunter would win in a fight?
oh, the one from Raising Arizona, no
The
question.
one from Raising Arizona for sure.
Yeah,
Sure.
the
This guy
Coen
got beat up
brothers.
by children.
Several times he got beat up. But we waste no time in getting on the road and like running away from home. These kids run away from home at the drop of a fucking hat.
They're really good at road tripping.
Fred Savage is like, we
What
have
do you mean at the
no
drop of the
money.
fucking hat? They were threatening to put one of them in an institution.
I'm
That's
saying
why
we
they ran
start the
away.
movie with one of them running away, and then within 5 minutes, we got two of them running away together.
On the road.
Yeah, they are going to institutionalize him, which is terrifying. He just doesn't talk.
And everybody was just gonna go along with it, which is cool.
Oh, yeah. They camp out the first night under the stars. They make a pretty nice fire. Good job.
They
The
do.
second
Whoever made that
day,
fire,
whoever made
I'm
it.
guessing it was Fred Savage.
Okay, I thought you meant like the film crew.
Oh, well, I mean
In story,
in story, yeah. Props to the prop department though. It was a good fire.
Second day they wind up at a bus stop and they want to buy some tickets to LA, find out it's way more than they have.
He thought they
But
were gonna get there in $24.
I mean, it's the 80s, who knows?
Kids.
It's a bus, who knows in the 80s? There's a double dragon machine, and he scores 50,000 on the double dragon machine, which I
Where
don't
did all these
know what that is.
arcade machines go? Because I don't. Are
Storage
they?
units.
They're everywhere
They're
in this
either
movie.
in storage units or
People's collections, I
yeah,
guess.
like
You
rich
walk
loners' barns where they have full arcades.
in this movie, you walk into a doctor's office, and in the waiting room, there's fucking Pac-Man.
You're saying in
Yeah,
this
arcades were
movie,
huge back
that
then.
was everywhere. That's true. They hustle dudes at like a Pizza Hut in this, and that was true. There were 10 arcade machines in the Pizza Hut at one point.
I remember arcade machines. All of these make sense. Like restaurants make sense to a degree.
Oh, laundromats everywhere.
Anywhere where your kid is just standing around with quarters.
I remember our small little like mini mart had what's that fighting game, Josh? You're like our fighting game
Street Fighter.
aficionado. It had like the Batgirl Morgana.
Oh, it was Darkstalkers.
Darkstalkers. They had a Darkstalkers cabinet and it was so much fun to play in elementary school.
He did know the answer, but I like that he tried to guess before you gave him any information at all.
I know.
I mean, it was one of those two things, to be fair.
Yeah. That's why I'm saying it is amazing that you've seen this and we haven't. This should be a movie that all three of us have seen.
Yeah, I was pretty surprised that neither of you had seen this.
Yeah, I can't believe
At
that I
least you've
haven't
heard of
either.
it. Like, I would have been way too shocked if, like, you hadn't heard of it.
It would have to been
Yeah.
buried for us not to hear of it, like a secret movie or something. They
That's next week's movie.
Oh, you're right. Old timey movie. Is it black and white?
I don't think so. Oh, let me check.
Oh, so
Like, I'm
maybe
being
it's.
left in the dark here. You guys talking secrets?
No,
Raven is
he
next
said what
week.
his movies are, his list.
Raven 63. No, it's in color, I believe. Yeah, it's 63. We got color.
We got
How would I
color.
look if? Wait, no, is it black and white? No, it is black and white.
Oh, then I like
Okay.
it. I'm the
Oh,
opposite
my
of
first
Josh. I
black and
get
white
excited
movie.
about black and white movies.
Yeah,
And I've seen it, so I know that I like it.
the first
I think it's been a bit. But...
You always like him, Josh.
Yeah,
Every
that's fair.
single
And
time.
it is Vincent Price, so I kind of have to like it.
Oh, and oh, spoilers. No.
Spoilers.
But did you not? You knew.
That's the, no, I had no idea. I know nothing
Did you
about
not?
this.
I don't
No.
know anything
Okay.
about that movie either.
But
Okay,
if I were to
little
guess,
spoiler.
I would have guessed Vincent Price.
Okay, well, you guessed correctly.
So this is where the arcade high stakes action starts. They start betting on arcade. They start hustling arcades.
Scamming kids and businessmen out of their money.
Yeah.
This is where this opening scene with these dudes, these like old ass business dudes trying to sound like they know what the fuck they're talking about looking at an arcade machine.
Didn't give them any
They're just
script.
like, good job, man. Keep going. Oh man, you got it. Just like generic.
To be fair, even when they get to the video game tournament, no one knows what they're talking about. Like, except for the people that do know what they're talking about, which they shouldn't be, so the game is new.
I have so many problems with that part too.
Well,
Hold on.
we'll get to that. That's where
Yeah.
all my notes are, is
Hold on to your
the
mushrooms. They're winning
spoilers.
money, but they're fucking staying at the junkyard. And she's telling her, like, oh, yeah, I love to travel with my dad during the summers because, like, during the winters, I go to school and have a house with my mom.
Yeah.
And
They
during the
meet Jenny
summers,
Lewis.
I stay in junkyards with my dad and he teaches me how.
Aren't
And.
they? Isn't she the first person they hustle?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because they are like, oh, you don't have cash? You can sell your bus ticket and give us the cash if we beat you at Double Dragon.
Yeah.
And he beats her, and she joins their crew.
I feel like this movie was made in another dimension where it's okay for random children to just be traveling alone.
That dimension was the pre-2000s.
1989.
Yeah,
Yeah, I know, but it's just so strange. This
Yeah.
whole time I'm like, what? Why are they selling these little kids tickets? How did they get a hotel room?
I would ride the bus by myself like this when I was 11, 12 years old.
To
Yeah.
get
Yeah,
hotel
kids
rooms?
just walking on town and doing stuff
You
wasn't
didn't need
as
a
weird.
credit card to rent hotel rooms back there. Back then, all you needed was cash.
Yeah, but they'd just take cat, I guess.
Yes, Justin.
Yeah,
I know it boggles the mind, but the answer is yes. Yes, they would take cash from a child. So this is when we find out that there's a kid bounty hunter after them that the mom has hired, while the dad and the brother, Christian Slater and Beau Bridges, go
this
to hunt
fucking
them on
guy.
their own. And the kid bounty hunter should have been shot multiple times during this movie. This is insane.
Putnam.
What's that?
Putnam.
Yes.
That's his name.
Yes. He's
He
asking
doesn't even get a
around.
full name, just Putnam.
This has huge Terminator 2 Judgment Day vibes over and over again when we're in an arcade and he's just like, "Have you seen these children?" And they're like,
Yeah.
"I'm not gonna narc on you."
Yeah. Except for fucking Lucas.
Except for
Mark.
fucking Lucas.
That's why he sucks.
He's got the power glove, though.
Yeah.
Oh, introduction of the power glove and made it look like it was actually cool.
You notice how he didn't use it in the tournament?
I mean, it was probably prohibited from being used in the tournament.
Yeah, also, it didn't work.
It intimidated Bo Jimmy enough that he didn't want to battle him in that racing game. Listen, I have 97 different games.
And you know all of them?
Eyebrows, eyebrows.
Mean, that was probably like every Nintendo game back then, right?
I overstate when I say 97. I think it was more like 30 something, but
No,
yeah.
he said 97.
Did he? Okay, wow.
Yeah. Because
That's.
I noted it because there's a line later on when they're talking about how many games they're gonna have to practice, and Fred Savage is like, I don't know, like 60? I'm like, well, you know it's at least 97.
Fred Savage is not a numbers guy in this movie.
Is he ever?
Hey, I don't know. I'm just saying in this movie, his character, he's not the numbers guy. She's the numbers person. She knows that she needs to get him to Reno because in this pizza parlor, there's a Nintendo Power sitting there. And if you rip out a page, there's a full spread about a tournament coming up with a $50,000 grand prize. And that's where we got to get our ass to.
That is true. That's their plan. He wants to go to California originally just because he thinks that for whatever reason his
I mean, we'll
brother
find
wants to
out.
go there.
Yeah.
There is a reason,
There
yeah.
is a reason, quote unquote. But at the beginning, I was left questioning what it was because he's just like, we gotta go to California. And it's like, I don't know if you should go to California because that's the only thing your brother is saying. Like, maybe not institutionalized, but definitely needs some help.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And he was getting it. They were at some kind of treatment facility at the beginning of the movie.
We haven't watched Rad on this podcast yet, but I'm gonna put it on someday. It's one of my favorite movies. And we get one of the songs from that in this, Send Me an Angel, when they're like stowaways and they're riding with cows and then they get caught. And did you see this? Not only do they get caught, but then Fred Savage is like, here's all our money too, and hands it to the
Yeah.
guy. Wow. You
Yeah.
are out of the group, Fred
I
Savage. Because he still kicks him off to the side of the road.
know. These truckers. I did think it was kind of funny that that happened right after she was talking about it, but I only had to like say that like this is kind of funny because of how terrifying it was that these kids were hitchhiking. And I'm just like, oh my God, this is how serial killers were so prominent back then.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. People just answering their doors or being like, "Holy shit, they actually said that about this kid, the young ass kid in this movie. They're like, he wants to run away. Even if we brought him back, he'd probably do it again."
Well, I think they were saying that about Fred Savage's character,
Who
not
cares?
about
They're
Jimmy.
both
But
children. That
yeah.
was such a problematic attitude of like, "Oh, they just ran
That
away." Yeah. They didn't get
sucked.
kidnapped. We shouldn't even look for them.
Yeah, runaways happen all the time. That just means you're a bad parent.
It means you're a bad kid.
Yeah. Both.
Yeah, we can have more kids and start over. Lucas is the coolest. That's one of the notes I wrote down. Because they say it and then they show it. He
Yeah.
turns around in that chair and he's wearing sunglasses and a black leather jacket. This is the kid who introduces the power glove and has the 97 games that he carries around in the sleeve. That's pretty badass. If the
Yeah.
power glove actually worked, oh, that would be cool.
Yeah. I'm sure he impressed some people. He looks like whenever he was trying to hit on Haley,
You know what?
what?
Controversial statement. It did work. I'm gonna say because no one in this movie had heard of it, there weren't any commercials, there were no advertisements. Lucas had a connection, like one of his relatives, his dad, his uncle, his aunt, somebody worked at Nintendo because the first
Well,
Power Gloves were highly successful. They were like
he
NASA
has like a
grade
prototype.
gyroscopic, yeah, and they worked flawlessly, and that's how they got the patent, and then they cut materials and they worked like shit. He's
You know
got a
what?
prototype.
I gotta say, if that's the case, he shouldn't be allowed to participate in this competition.
He didn't use it in the competition.
But he still has an unfair advantage.
What advantage?
Having someone who works at Nintendo in the family.
No.
Of course, I guarantee you, if you read the rules for those kind of tournaments, that they all say you can't enter if your relatives work in
Yeah,
the
maybe
company that
nowadays
chose to get.
because of people like Lucas, but not then.
I don't think Video Armageddon had any rules.
No,
It's
it's
like
Video
Jimmy shows up
Armageddon,
5 minutes
Justin.
before last round, and they're just like, "Go, you're in."
He doesn't
You're
show up.
right.
He's holding the case with the game inside. He could have tampered with it, and they're like, "All right, this kid is all right. Get him on board." Yeah. He could have played this secret game ahead of time. You're right, and gained an unfair
The
advantage.
secret
That's
game
what
at the time movie was out in Japan.
True. True.
Actually, that's the reason that this movie happened, partially, is because there was like a chip shortage, and they couldn't get that secret game to the States in time. So they used that as an opportunity to make this movie to show off, like, the secret game, like, before it hit the States.
A marketing move to like hype it way before they could sell it.
To hype it up like right before like actual release because of the delay.
Pretty brilliant. Whole movie is a commercial, like we've already said.
It made money.
Oh yeah.
Budget 6 million, box office 14.3.
They really went for it with this, man. Like the cast and everything.
They did.
I appreciate it. This could have easily been like a
Well, it could have been a Mac and Me.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, it could have. That's.
Josh, have you seen Mac and Me?
No, I've never even heard of that.
Ooh, it's the McDonald's movie.
Yeah, it would be a movie that's only.
Oh!
Yeah, it would be a movie that's only famous or relevant anymore because Paul
I
Rudd
remember him that night.
continuously. Mac and Me?
Is this an old movie?
I don't
Yes.
think it's specifically McDonald's. Like, I
No.
don't think McDonald's was involved, but there is a McDonald's in it.
No. What's the McDonald's movie?
Is it a
Super Size Me?
document? Is yeah, it's like Super Size Me. We've seen that.
Hold
Return
on.
franchise
We've
McDonald's.
seen Super Size Me. All right, we are back, and I was correct. Mac and Me is a McDonald's movie. It's there. I don't want to give too much away. It is terrible. I won't put it on the podcast, so it's an ET ripoff, Josh.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not great.
Do they have
It's
to return him to McDonald's, or do they still return him to space?
Space.
It's
Okay.
worse than ET in the fact that it's an entire family of
Oh wait,
like.
they don't. Do they go back to space? Don't remember.
No. Well, in the end of it, no. They get a pink convertible and
Yeah,
they
that's right.
acclimate themselves to the capitalistic American dream lifestyle and basically start a reality show way before
Do
anybody
they
else
start
did.
wearing? Do they start wearing clothes?
Yes. Yes, they do. But they
Oh,
can
you could
no
do an
longer.
alien list, though. You could do like that and Signs and Coneheads.
Because the one thing I remember about that movie is the far too much amount of time I had to look at their creepy
Naked bodies.
naked
Because they're
bodies.
flesh tone.
Yeah.
Josh, there's no shortage of weird alien movies. I guarantee it. If we have a list with Coneheads and what was the other one you said?
Signs.
Oh. No,
I don't think that belongs in the same list.
let's refine this list a
It's
little
a movie.
bit. It's a
It's a
movie.
movie about aliens.
It's a movie about families and aliens, Justin. Shut up.
Just named three alien movies I haven't seen, but I know are alien movies.
Wow. Oh, okay. Coneheads is a fun one.
Sure.
Signs I saw for one of my like
Signs
high
is the
school
one where they're weak
birthdays.
to water, right?
I mean, yeah, which
Like, that's like,
ruins the
but
whole
like,
plot.
yeah, it makes the whole thing kind of fall apart.
Why would you go to the planet where it's mostly water and the beings on it
And
are made of water?
yeah.
That'd be like us going to Rusty Razorblade Lemon Wedge World.
Or the sun.
Or the sun, yeah. Like, no, if it was only 70% the sun, Justin.
Oh yeah, 70% the sun, you're right.
Just enough not the sun to make you think that there might not be sun
We've mastered
there.
intergalactic travel, so let's not go to, like, I don't know, fun water planet or
Places that don't have water.
literally anything. No, I'm talking about humans, like
Oh.
we could go literally anywhere, but not the sun. Yeah, them too. Makes no sense. Bad movie. It scared me, that one scene where he walks across the gate.
They put that plot twist in just so they could have the scene where all the water glass shake. That's
Like,
it.
yeah, and you can tell
They
that the
wanted
dinosaur's
that
coming
scene. They wanted
because, like,
that
the ripples in
shot.
it.
Yeah, they wanted that shot and worked backwards. And didn't want to like make Jurassic Park again.
That's the twist. So, we are getting kind of this side story I talked about with the dad and the brother. Is this our first Christian Slater movie?
It might be. Did we do Heather's?
We
Nope.
haven't done Heather's yet, no.
That was the only one of his I would have thought that we would have done.
But the dad is kind of berating him because the son fixed up the old Nintendo system that was broken and has been playing Ninja Turtles on it. And the dad's like, doesn't take much intelligence to play that, does it? One of the most renownedly difficult games in all of
And
existence.
all of, yeah.
The Slater goes to bed and Beau Bridges stays up the rest of the night playing it, and he gets addicted to it. Slater wakes up in the morning and Beau Bridges is just like, I think he's playing another game, because from then on they're talking like Moon Man speak that I don't get. They're like, I found the wizard, I found the bridge with the crystal shard and the ghost trapped in it.
They're just making stuff up. A lot
Video
of
game
that
talk.
time.
Yeah. It's no longer Ninja Turtles. I played a lot of that Ninja Turtles game. There's the part where you swim through the coral. That's really, really difficult. Or the seaweed. It's like electric seaweed. I don't know.
It's all really, really difficult.
Oh, yeah, the monsters
That whole
respawn
game
every
is so
time.
hard.
Like, off screen, even if you don't move, the monsters respawn. Donatello is the only one with any sort of reach. There's all the different custom weapons you have to use on the different bosses. It's rough. It's so rough. And then there's the top-down driving sections where you can be killed, like going from level to level. Oof.
Austin, let me blow your mind. We
Yeah.
have done Christian Slater in a movie.
Okay. Give me a
He
clue.
was uncredited, and it was in a
Oh.
movie that we already talked about on
You gotta give
the
me a more specific clue than that.
podcast. It's got your name in it.
It is another Austin Powers movie?
Yeah, he was in the first one.
What was he?
Easily fooled security guard.
Huh. Wouldn't expect that.
I'm guessing the guy that he like tricks whenever he gets captured.
I think it's when they're on the tour of the facility.
But anyway, there you go.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. Wow.
I don't like how relevant Austin Powers keeps being.
It's coming back around for some reason. Fred is a real ass at this point. Bo Jimmy's having a breakdown in one of the junkyards, and he's making a bunch of trash popcorn castles.
He likes to stack things.
You ever do this, Justin, where you just go and start like kicking their toys and shaking the kids and being like, this isn't how you get better.
Yeah,
There was a
whenever.
weird scene talk this in the beginning where the mom's like, I see building those block towers and I think it means something. Like, what? Because he does it here too. It, like, where is this? Is he thing like
Doesn't
the
mean
tourist trap
I
that
can't
they go to
I
later? I
can't
don't
say
think
too much
so.
because we haven't watched Close Encounters of the Third Kind yet.
Okay.
But it doesn't tie into the story at
Not at
all.
all, as far as I can tell either.
There
It's
he's
just a
not
thing,
like
just a
it's
quirk.
just he likes build stacking things, which is something that's common in certain people with neurodivergent issues.
Oh,
But
and he just goes apeshit on him, and he's like, "You're not getting better. Nothing's ever gonna
I
change."
know. He like did that and Jimmy, real trooper, just like immediately starts stacking them up again. I'm like, man, you're a dick, Fred
Yeah.
Savage.
Oh, yeah. And I'm
Dick.
glad that's why.
Why are you knocking over my tower?
I'm really glad Jenny's there because if she fills a role that Fred Savage has not been able to fill so far, being the compassionate one,
Yeah.
and is like, hey,
I mean,
what if we can
Fred
do this?
Savage's character starts as compassionate because he's like
He takes
pissed
a
off
dark
that,
turn, though.
like, but yeah, it is a very dark turn. And kind of comes out of nowhere. Like,
Yes.
almost as if it was like a shoehorned in issue that they didn't think much about.
So this kid hunter is once again at the arcade. Dun 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 dun. And he's like questioning this kid, and I love this kid because he's like, "Hey, there's this kid I'm looking for him. He's kind of a head case." And he's like, "Was he dressed like you?" And the guy's like, "No, why?" Then he couldn't have been much of a head case. And this kid doesn't narc. I'm like, fuck yes. Now they're in a limo. They're driving into Reno. It's
That's
basically
Lucas twice. Lucas narcs on them twice.
twice.
Fucking Lucas.
Fucking Lucas. He's gonna win by any means necessary. He's the Cobra Kai of this kumite of kids in Nintendo.
Yeah.
Don't mess around in actual casinos is my one piece of advice that you can
Yeah.
take in this episode that's
They got
worth
away
all.
with what they did way too long.
They got kicked out and they still got the money for their win.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, Austin, I think the secret to craps is just having someone telling you what to do and then it works.
You know, I was thinking that too because, or that, or this girl that's on their team is just like a craps savant. She
Yeah.
knows the rules,
I
and
mean,
that's
obviously, that's what they're implying in the movie. I was.
I think you're right though. For us layman folk, you just have to have a craps mentor, like we did in Vegas.
Yeah. I was making the joke that, like, they don't even have to know craps. As long as someone is telling you what to do, then you'll win.
Oh, okay. Oh, I like that.
Like, you're not the one making the bet. Someone tells you what to where to put it, it's gonna work. That's my theory.
Okay. So you just have to be really brash and brazen about it. Like, can we go together to the casino and hustle him that way? Can I be like, Justin, put it all on seven? And you'd be like, Austin, wait a turn. And then, like,
Yeah. And
we
then
would
I'll tell
win.
you what to do.
And,
And
oh,
yeah.
then we'll get our asses kicked. They're like, they beat the secret to craps. Don't let him out of here alive. Yeah. They're spending a fortune at this point on the Nintendo Tips Hotline. I like
And
this.
I'm
It's a
sorry.
training montage.
Can we,
Yes, it
before we move
is.
on from this, before we move on from this, Spanky deserves more than $10.
Spanky?
Spanky.
The friend who drives
This
him
is her
crazy.
friend that does the betting for her and also later drives them
Deserves
from
far
no.
more, yes, you're right, than $10. $10, like every 10 minutes, maybe? I know they're on a mission from God here to get
Too
this kid
soon.
to California. Oh, sorry, Josh. Have you still not processed it? It was goofy enough. And then you like go to bed that night and you're like, it was too damn goofy. And then you wake up and you're like, I don't know if it was goofy enough.
That
No, I didn't
one
goof up.
part
It's
was
too
so
much sugar.
fucking goofy.
What'd you say?
I didn't reflect too much on the roller coaster ride that was the Blues Brothers.
Hey, you know people pay good money for roller coaster rides. So that's a
They
testament to
certainly
your work.
there's better roller coaster rides out there, but I appreciate knowing about the movie.
that could be a good t-shirt. I appreciate knowing about the movie.
There's like every once in a while, like since I've started being on the podcast, there'll be a situation like at work or just in it with my friends where someone mentioned a movie and I'll get it. And I'll
Do
be like,
you.
yeah, my life is slightly enhanced because I have seen something.
You're like Captain America in the
Do
Marvel
you
movies.
just stand back and smirk then, or do you contribute to the conversation? How, what path does this take?
Usually it's contribute to the, like sometimes I'll be like talking to somebody and like be like, oh yeah, it's like that scene from that movie I have seen now.
Okay, I like
Like
that.
I'm able to like relate things, like reference
I
things
was
better
hoping
because
you
I've
weren't just
seen
like
so many.
crossing your arms and leaning back and nodding with a smirk.
No.
Doing like a barely audible nose breathe, like
looking to the fictional camera and like inner monologuing.
I
I
know
know
that movie.
that. Yeah, no, it's definitely not Captain America, like, well, I understood that reference. Man.
So
It doesn't happen that often, just off to make it
hey,
worth
and as we go, it'll happen more and more often.
it. Because you'll see more
Maybe.
and more movies.
Right.
I don't know if we can call you a movie newbie anymore. You've seen quite a bit at this point.
Movie MIDI.
Yeah. A
I don't know.
movie
There's still
novice.
until I've seen The Matrix, I don't think I can graduate from like movie school.
That's movie elementary. Then you'll
It's
be
movie
in movie middle
elementary.
school.
Yeah, you're about to graduate to movie middle school.
Not movie. We're not. I'm not graduating preschool. I'm about to graduate movie elementary
Wait till
school.
we get to movie high school and we start showing you silent films.
I guess we have been doing this for about 5 or 6 years, so the equivalent of elementary
Movie,
school.
movie, movie, movie high school. Movie
Can we
high school
stop
is just
before I
when
get
you
to
have.
movie college?
No.
I've seen enough college movies to know I'm not gonna like it when I get to movie college.
Oh, movie college! We've just seen nothing but college
I have
movies.
to join
We're
a
doing
frat.
Van Wilder. We're doing,
We're going to Animal House too.
yeah, we're doing some of those American Pie
Revenge of the
spinoffs.
Nerds.
Oh yeah, I don't want to watch those.
We're doing that movie where they make a fake college with Justin Long. We're doing
Enrolled?
American Pie. No.
American Pie is
Okay.
almost a college movie. They're about to graduate high school.
Yeah.
The Hangover Part One.
That's a full-grown adult movie.
Yeah, those are no. They might be in college,
No,
but.
they are full-grown adults. One of them is a dentist.
That's true.
They have graduated college long ago. But keep trying. I like this. Guess those college movies.
I'm just trying to think of that movie that I mentioned with Justin Long, but I can't think of the name.
It wasn't enrolled?
No.
Underclassmen? Can I just
Maybe.
say a college word and it'll be a movie?
Yeah, yes,
Probably.
yes.
No,
okay, so.
underclassman is Nick Cannon. I have not seen that movie.
So, this dad that's on the hunt is more and more into Nintendo. He's secretly playing like in the barn overnight, it looks like, on this tiny TV. And I was just like, ah, oh, you sucker. Now that it's 2022 or whatever year this gets released, I can play in 4K on an emulator while getting legally high. Ha 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 ha. And you know what? I can have save states anywhere because it's on that emulator. I
By
don't
the way,
know.
it's called Accepted.
Okay. They didn't. I saw that once. I haven't gone back to it. It wasn't even in theaters. I think I rented it once.
Yeah, it's not super memorable.
Okay. There's other college movies.
But I'm just saying, if we did the college, if we elementary school movies, we already did Billy
Oh,
Madison,
Kindergarten Cop.
the Kindergarten Cop.
We still haven't done
Yeah,
Kindergarten Cop.
nope.
that's one. A lot of
That's
the
the
spits, a
cookie.
lot of the kids' sports movies would count, but they take place in the summer.
Yeah, I think the Big Green counted.
Yeah, that's school. That's school. They're in school for sure. Middle school movies. I can't think of any of those. I'm sure they're out there.
That's weird. Yeah, there are there. Do kids just not care about middle school?
What are
Like
we
they just
talking about?
black out for
Middle
2 years?
movies?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I actively block out my middle school years.
True. I think Diary of a Wimpy Kid is middle
Yeah,
school.
we get into stuff like that. That's
Sure.
like middle school.
Those are kind of a guilty pleasure of mine.
There's a lot
I've
of
never
shows
seen
about
one.
middle school.
I've never seen one of the Diary of a Wimpy Kid movies.
First one is like a secret Halloween movie, so there you go if you're looking for one of those.
There you go.
At this point, two of our main characters kiss out of spite for no reason. Moving
What
on.
is the thing Fred Savage says in this? I meant to write it down, but I didn't.
Man, it is forgettable, I'll tell you that much.
He's like, I don't remember what he said, but I remember his response to her. She says it's sexist, and then he's like, no, it's not, it's romantic. And then he tries to kiss her.
Right?
Like super obviously. And
None of it pans.
then
None of it works.
she like slaps him, basically, and says that she knows what he's trying to do and that she doesn't want to, right? What did he say after that? Something else insulting, and then that suddenly makes her want to kiss him. I don't get it.
It was something, I think, homophobic, where he's like, oh, you don't like kissing boys, you like kissing girls. And she was
Oh,
like,
yeah, that's
I'll
right.
prove you wrong, and kisses him.
That's right. Oh, and there was that scene where he's like in the kid arcade in Vegas,
The kid
and there's
arcade.
It was
The
like
keep
where
the
they were.
change by the candy.
Yeah, and then there's like the little girl dressed like one of those
Oh my god, like a
waitresses.
cocktail waitress?
Yeah,
Like from the fucking 50s that would pass around cigarettes in an Indiana Jones movie or something. Yeah,
so
that was
weird.
so
Just so
strange.
Fred Savage could say, oh, over here, babe, and keep the change.
Yeah, like he wanted to be in
He like
Casablanca or
dramatically pulls
something.
out like a $1 bill.
That was so weird. I was losing touch with it at that point. You're right. I've been in a couple of casinos where there have been these. I
Yeah, they
thought
bring you drinks and stuff while
No,
you're
no. I
playing.
thought you were weird for saying kid arcade earlier, but that's exactly what they are. They're like where you dump your kids when you go and gamble.
Yeah, they're not
But
that weird.
could.
Like, that's not the part that was super weird.
No, could you
But
imagine if you dropped it off, like your kid off, and there were like mini cocktail, like everything was scaled down, like there were mini blackjack
it
dealers and.
was. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, that's what they were trying to make this look like.
It's
So
like
they get
that.
you into casinos later.
It's like
They
that
train
mobster
you.
movie where it's all played by kids.
Yes.
The one Jodie Foster was in as a kid. It's
Oh
really
man.
fucking strange.
Yeah, that is a strange movie. We should find the name and do that eventually.
I was getting vibes
Cause
from that while we were watching this part of it for sure. So the kidnapper comes here and he gets the kid, but the girl shouts out like he grabbed my boob and all
he
the
touched my breast
he
is
touched
the
my, yeah.
line. That
And
line got edited out in the TV edit, as well as all of the other profanity. Did you guys catch any other profanity? Because I didn't.
not much, no. I'm sure it's on the IMDb if you want to look. Like during in the parental guidance section we've been neglecting to look at
Yeah,
for a
that's
while
your. I'm
here.
not gonna step on your bit.
Okay. That one goes deep. I don't even know where to find it anymore. They update the site.
IMDb is like, fuck you, Austin. You and your bit.
Well, I mean, you can see like the trivia, the goofs, the quotes, the alternate versions, the soundtrack. Oh, there it is. It's hidden now at the bottom of the parents' guide. All right, I'll get to it. I'll get to it.
Yeah, they can't just take away the parents' guide, otherwise, how are moms gonna know to be outraged at something or not?
I don't know. I figured they just boycotted IMDb. They found out that it was an acronym for something. I am diabolical or something, and they're like, we can't go there anymore.
Am devil based.
So they get to Video Armageddon. Video Armageddon! It's the fucking end of the world with video games, and it's like Running Man meets RoboCop meets
So
Global
fucking
Guts.
weird. It's a pretty cool tournament.
It
Ever
is.
that works there is way too excited
I
and
can't
this actually
creepy.
happened, right? Like, this was a thing that actually happened.
Things like this happened.
Don't know. Ooh, they probably held a similar tournament in conjunction with the movie, but this happened, that the reveal was the reveal. But maybe, I don't think that this tournament was actually going on and they filmed it.
No, I don't think that this is a they filmed a tournament. No, but
things like this definitely did happen.
I'm just saying the tournament like this existed. There was
Most likely,
yeah, there had to have been a Nintendo World Championships. I remember seeing videos about it.
They sign up, and immediately he's just like, "I want to play another of the world's hardest games, Ninja Gaiden."
You have to say it like the guard.
I don't have to say it like the guard did, because I don't remember how he said, but I also remember being a little like, ew, when he was doing that accent. and another thing I noted is the announcer's tie. It looks like it was hastily 3D printed.
We already touched on it a little bit, but this fucking announcer, man.
Pretty creepy.
It's very Running Man, Richard Dawkins. He's like playing with the kid's hair. He's smelling them.
Calling them beauties, his little beauties.
It's very much like the Always Sunny with Frank's little beauties. Yeah. There's no oversight at this competition.
It made me think of the I Think You Should Leave sketch, the little buff boys.
Uh-huh.
A little bit.
Which one's the buffest? Come up here and judge them. I really
you
don't.
You, judge this comfortable. Little boy's body.
I don't feel comfortable doing this. I'm going to leave now.
It's a good show. You should watch it.
It is. This is when I realized that Bo Jimmy is the wizard.
This is when you realize that Lucas calls him the wizard. Lucas calls him the wizard like 3 times before this.
I'm pretty sure the girl calls him a wizard too.
I realize he's the wizard.
Again, I ask, were you watching this movie?
And I realized that because he wins at Ninja Gaiden and gets into the finales with that game. There were so many easier games he could have played.
For sure.
He
was stunting on him.
He was. He is truly the wizard. I know Fred Savage was calling him that earlier, but this is when I realize he's the wizard. It's a turning moment for me. I was like, he really is.
This is whenever you recognize, I get what you're saying.
Yeah,
you
acknowledge his
wizardness. You acknowledge his wizardness.
Yes, exactly. Twinkly magic sounds come from the Nintendos that they're playing at this point, along with epic guitar music and bleep bloopy Nintendo sounds. It's a whole mashup of shit going on. What were you saying, Josh?
Oh, we're not at the... It starts, being quite a mashup of nonsense when we get to game 2. But we're not at game 2 yet. They have a big zany, chase scene between the games.
A third or fourth big zany chase scene.
And this zany chase scene
with Putnam.
This one is through Universal Studios backlots, because you can film there for free and also make a commercial for Universal Studios.
I'm just going to say it. They should have killed Putnam.
Yes.
Make it a wacky death, something silly, but...
Well, sure. Around this point, or just before this point, we have truckers against pedophiles movement.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this is a bit too much like Trucker Convoy QAnon. But they're just like, you touched her breasts. And just kind of beat the shit out of him.
Don't really. They give him a black eye.
And tear his shirt and punch him in the torso, you can imagine. But they were in the middle of nowhere and had him cornered. He wouldn't have ever been seen again.
Right? Because they were because they were, friends of her dad, right?
I think they were just meant to be heroic truckers.
Well, yeah, but her dad's a trucker.
You're right, he is. That's why they were never in one place for too long.
Yeah, because she even said before that scene happened, she's like, you don't think I got friends? I got friends.
Well,
and then
I mean,
the truckers showed up.
A lot of things. But yes, you're right.
Literally, the next scene.
Josh, have you seen any iteration of King Kong?
No.
Whoa.
I don't like admitting that, but no.
Should we
Not because
go?
I
Oh
want
my
to see,
God.
because I don't want to die. No more monkey
I don't
movies.
want to beat on my chest, but
We
should we
gotta save
go
that for
April?
April.
Should we go April with all King Kong movies
Did
again?
we do April last year with the Planet of the
We
Apes?
did.
Wait,
We
yeah.
did. Oh my God. April's.
We
Yeah,
could
sure, let's
easily
do it.
do April a
All
couple
King
more
Kong
years.
movies.
I hate movies.
Oh, I think we have to do it. Like, Justin picks two and I pick two.
Sure. I
Oh.
might be able to pick one.
Oh, you get ready for
Might know one ape movie.
the mighty Joe Young? I don't know.
No, we gotta we first time around, we gotta go just King Kong movies.
Surely
Oh,
there's enough King Kong
just
movies
King
to
Kong
follow up.
movies. Okay.
There's so many King Kong
Yeah, I gotta really
so
suffer.
I have two in
I
mind.
have to
Because I bet
think.
they're all bad.
I feel like, Justin, you should take the first one, right? The original. If it wasn't lost in the Universal fire, like the oldest one there is.
Oh,
We
yeah.
have to do it like Planet of the Apes, though, right? Where we do it backwards. See all the
Yeah,
new
we'll
modern
watch the
versions
Jack
and then
Black
the
one.
original.
Oh, I think there's a newer one than that at this point.
Probably.
I saw that.
There's Godzilla versus King Kong. That one was
We
one.
won't do the spin-offs yet.
Okay.
I
No,
saw that.
just King Kong vehicles.
I saw that Jack Black one. It's a Peter Jackson film. I saw that in theaters twice. It's like
Wow, really?
3 hours. Yeah.
That's like 6 hours watching that movie.
It's rough. The second time through, I regretted it for sure.
Did you get, is it like a dragging situation, or did you like, oh, I want to see this again?
It was kind of a thing where I saw it and it was really good the first time. And then I was with family and it was over the holidays and everybody was looking for a movie to watch. And everybody wanted to see that no matter what other movie was at the theater. And I was like, I just didn't have a choice.
That's
And
it. Yep. I've been there.
it was in the
Sometimes you
movies.
just get dragged to a movie you don't want to watch.
I was like, well, I liked it the first time, and then, like I said, halfway through the second time, I was like, oh, this is too much. But yeah, we'll talk about that when we get to it. I mentioned that because they're on the Universal Studios tour ride, and I love how this guy's just like, sit down and have fun, damn it. They find their way back to Video Game Armageddon.
They get on the
And
backstage elevator, and Putnam's
oh
confounded by
yes,
this little elevator.
I had no idea elevators could be
What the
so
hell is
small.
even that? What the hell is even that?
He was just so mind blown by what he did. He didn't even know what it was. He started going down. It's like, what is that?
A tiny cage in the middle of the room. You're trapped now, kiddies.
Child napper chill.
Like, I guess if you've never been backstage, like a big set, you might, and it's like dark lit, like you might not. That's an elevator, I guess. But like, man, his mind was like blown. He was reacting way too hard to this,
Oh yeah.
and like so much that he didn't just go to it and like hit the button to go back up.
Nothing. He was just frozen in place like they were getting
Stunned.
abducted by fucking aliens in front of his eyes.
Yeah.
Through the
Like he had
floor.
never, he didn't know what a cage was, and he's like,
He also didn't follow them down the
what?
elevator. He just goes to the crowd.
Bo Jimmy
He
is.
finds the mom and tries to be like, oh yeah, we'll definitely get him after this. We still got a deal, right?
Yeah, you're gonna pay me for this because I tracked him here, right? She tells him to fuck off. Bo Jimmy's holding the briefcase with the final game in it. And holy shit, it is Mario 3. Super
First
Mario
stateside
Brothers
reveal of this game.
3. Yep. What this movie was made for, other like the
Yeah.
Power Glove was a failure, this a success.
Hey, Mario, yeah.
Yeah, Mario 3, come on. They have none of them know the
You can't make
rules.
a Mario. You can't make something with Mario and have it fail. Just watch. Even the shitty Chris Pratt movie is gonna make money.
Oh yeah, it'll make money all over the world too. Does it even matter who's in it? Because they're gonna revoice it wherever it's shown all over the world, right?
Likely,
Yeah, well, it
yes.
matters for us because we have to listen to Chris Pratt.
Not if we don't watch the movie, come on.
That's true.
But he's, you
Yeah,
know.
I've already heard like people reacting, like because everybody's like hating on the fact that he's doing a terrible job with the Mario
Well,
voice.
yeah, he is.
They're like, oh, you should listen to the French trailer. It like that sounds more like way more like Mario. I was like, oh, okay.
No.
Notice how nobody's throwing a tantrum that Jack Black is Bowser because Jack Black doesn't suck.
Oh, yeah. And I bet he does a really good job as Bowser.
Yeah. He doesn't just go, hey, what's up, Mario? It's me, Bowser.
Yeah, I kidnapped her.
You're too much of a voice.
They've never played it before, but the crowd keeps yelling at them how to play it, which is infuriating.
This was out in Japan canonically before, so maybe they read like the Japanese Nintendo Power or something.
They've just
It's
been.
Haley. It's Haley and Fred
Right.
Savage that are doing it, and we know
They
that they
don't know
don't.
because they stayed it. The
I
thing that made
don't
me
know.
more mad was that they were screaming score numbers that had nothing with the actual score you have in the video game.
Yeah.
Like
Yes.
they'd like jump over a pipe and then they announce like Jimmy 50,000 points. It's like how the fuck are they scoring this? And he like gets the warp whistle like then just shoots ahead
Yeah.
some. Oh, not because he
Pretty
skipped like four
sure.
stages
I'm pretty
because
sure
he
that
got to the end.
in the actual Mario game, warping doesn't give you any more points.
No. Also, you can see points on screen at all
Yes.
times in the video game.
Yeah.
The hardest
And a
part
lot of
for
the stuff they
me.
say does
This
not
is
match up with
like.
what's happening.
This is the scoring system they used in that martial arts movie we did.
Oh, best of the best.
Best of the best, yeah. Where it just doesn't fucking matter.
It
They're just
doesn't
shouting out
matter. Yeah.
numbers.
Yep. And
They do
also, I
stuff
have
like, you
a
know, like.
huge problem with Jimmy finding the warp whistle the first time he's playing Mario Brothers 3.
Yeah, fuck you. Like, I don't care if Wizard sense you of like, how would you guess that?
I had to be told that by my cousin months after playing the game. Like,
Sure.
because there's nothing that indicates it. There's no lore in that game. There's no story. There's no text dialogue bubbles that are like, look for the whistle in the
Were
castle.
there warp whistles in other games?
Nope.
Like the first two?
Nope.
Were there like special warp points that let you jump ahead? I'm pretty sure there were.
In.
Even if there were, like, how would you guess that? Also, they don't
I'm
call
just saying,
warp
like,
whistle.
I
They're just
don't.
like, it's the warp zone. Oh, and he did the
Yeah,
warp
that's what I'm
thing.
saying. Like, if
Everybody
it's a
knows
thing
about
that
it.
you. I'm just saying, like, if it was in Mario 1 and 2, which
He
I
might
know
at
it
least know to,
wasn't.
like,
It was
look
in
around
I think
because
it
he's
was.
behind.
It was in Mario 1. I don't think it was in Mario
It
2.
was like the
But,
elevators in Mario 1.
yeah, for sure. But, like I said, so the fact that they think that it's there to me isn't weird, but him knowing where it is makes no sense.
Yeah,
It
because
doesn't. They
he.
don't, like, show him hesitating, like, stumbling in. He
Or
explicitly does the trick.
like systematically testing for it everywhere.
right, there are a
Like,
lot
if
of
he had been
secrets
doing
in
that.
Mario 3 that he didn't find. In Mario 1, the warp level is on the second level. As soon as you go underground, it's at the end of the stage.
Yeah.
In this one, it's at the first castle. So, like, there's a lot of secrets in between there. Yeah, I see what you're
We
saying.
should have. We should have. What they should have done is all, like, instead of having him just die for no reason and still have points,
He died so many times in this final
they should have showed
battle.
him, like, fucking
They
around.
should have had him
There's like, what's
fucking
he
around
doing?
looking for the
Blues.
thing, and then he finds it. That would have been good.
Yeah, or he finds some other secrets that give him advantages, because you can collect items in that game that do make it easier to play.
For sure.
And Yeah, it I don't know. You could have given away a lot of secrets because this wouldn't have been out on VHS for a long time. It would have just been like word of mouth people that saw it in theaters. And if they wanted to memorize these secrets, that maybe see it in theaters over and over. It would have been a good marketing strategy.
Yeah. And
Either
it wouldn't
way.
have taken a lot of time either. Like, I don't think it would have taken very much effort at all for them to film it that way.
I honestly think they should have given like more time this tournament. Like, show one game like in the semifinals or something.
Yeah, I definitely know that if there is a Nintendo World Championship and there's a prize like $50,000 at the end,
That's so much.
you're playing more than two games.
Right.
I agree, You're probably doing a like days, a couple of days
Yeah,
worth of things.
a weekend, a long weekend,
you can't just
Friday
walk in
through
5 minutes
Monday.
before the end and just get in.
No
Like
way.
you gotta arrive Thursday and check in at the hotel with your parents.
Jimmy, winner, Jimmy is announced on the overhead. He wins. He takes the prize because he finds the magic whistle. Warps with a tornado to the final level. I guess this gives him the most arbitrary points. Like,
Yeah, because they're playing Whose Line Is It Anyway?
yeah, the points just don't matter.
Uh-huh.
The family reunites, and everybody's now on Jimmy's side because he won them $50,000.
Yeah. Everybody's happy now that he won $50,000.
He has a purpose to the family, yeah. That it brings them together, both sides of this torn family, and the bounty hunter, and they all ride back together to Utah, where they're from, back, and they're gonna
Except
start
Haley,
a big
but she still
commune.
goes to Utah. What's
Did
going on with
they
Haley?
have a line that I missed? Just like, we're gonna adopt you
Yeah,
now
that's
or
what I'm thinking.
something.
Like, what's going on here? Why is she going back with them to Utah?
It's the 90s almost. You can just adopt a kid. She'll go live with her dad in the summer again. Don't worry about it. But.
But if they adopt her, that like is weird because there's a like a romance angle between her and
Oh,
Fred
that did
Savage.
not pan out. No, it didn't go anywhere. They tried it once. They
Yeah.
both agreed. Nope.
Yeah, and then she saw Christian Slater.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah,
Don't worry about it. Oh, we need to do that movie where he starts the pirate radio station. That's a fun one. And Heather's, of
Slater's
course.
good.
Oh yeah. I like all his a lot of his stuff.
Not all,
No.
but
On the way back, they see a they stopped at the Sinclair earlier with dinosaurs, and the kids seemed to like it. But now there's like big statues of dinosaurs or roadside attractions you can go inside. And he runs up inside of one, and they have to chase him. They're like, "Oh my God, where'd he go inside this tiny dinosaur?" And Fred Savage pulls a curtain aside, and he's there holding a little treasure chest full of photos. And Kat asked this because she was watching it, and I thought the same thing. And she's like, "Did he find this treasure chest here?"
No, he was carrying the box with him the whole time.
Yeah, that's
I
where
know,
the
I know.
sister was.
It's photos of the last time they were happy, though, and that's when we
Yeah,
finally get
and
the
he was
story
together.
about the
Yeah, he
family
was
and like the
taking.
background.
He didn't find that there. He
I
took it
know,
there.
I know.
Okay.
They were all there together, happy before the sister died.
Yeah. We got a mention of this earlier on between the Beau Bridges Christian Slater side plot. It really did feel like a side plot, but it wasn't. It was directly related to the actual plot.
No, that's a B story.
But
Classic B story.
it felt like it really felt like they were doing like a separate father-son
We gotta
bonding
win this
movie.
race. Yeah.
Like it They had alternating levels of urgency. Like some scenes, Christian Slater would be like, "We gotta keep going. These kids are missing." And then he'd be like, "Let's stop and like hang out for a bit and play video games."
No, Dad,
And
we can't
then,
play Nintendo and then
and
unplug the TV and
then,
be like, we gotta go.
yeah, and then like they kept alternating. It was so weird. Like the dad would sometimes be like, "We gotta go. The kids are missing." And then he'd be playing video games.
Yeah, it was fun. I like the two of them together. Good chemistry. This brings the family together, reunited, and it feels so good inside of a dinosaur roadside attraction. Josh, I'm amazed once again that you've seen this and Justin and I haven't. This should be a movie
You
that all
have
three of
now.
us have seen. Oof, though. We're to the point where we
We
give
did it.
recommendations or not, and I'm gonna go first. I can't recommend this. No, it's a no recommend for me. As much as I loved Nintendo growing up, this is one big ol' problematic commercial wrapped up with way too much mental health stuff. And the power glove didn't work.
It's a
Justin,
commercial for a failed product.
would
If
you
it did
recommend
work,
this?
would you recommend it?
I mean, that would
Yeah,
help. That would give it points, right?
if we were in an alternate reality where like technological clothing is way more advanced than it is already,
We'd be like, this ushered in
because
an era of unforetold prophecy. I'm wearing a hat that I'm just like, record hat, record and edit podcast.
Yeah, the dome or something like that.
Justin, would you recommend this?
Like almost, but nah. That's what I gotta say.
Yeah.
Doesn't handle the issues that it tries to tackle very well at all. Ages very poorly in that regard. And yeah, it kinda is. I mean, I guess as far as just like commercials that are like disguised as movies, this is a better one, but I
It
still
has a
don't like
higher
them.
production value. I don't know if I would
But
say it's a better one. How about that?
that's what I mean. Like, in that instance, the higher production value is what makes it better.
Sure, it gives it some points. Josh, what's your history with this?
I saw this movie once.
Yeah, but like when and what were the
I
circumstances?
don't remember. I think I watched it online in the early aughts
You
because I
were.
hadn't seen it before and I knew that there was a bunch of lines. And I was like,
You
okay, it's time to
sought
watch The Wizard.
out a movie and watched it?
I believe so. I certainly did not see this in theaters. I
Sure,
passed
sure.
my time when it came out. Before my time, I guess.
Before your time,
I was
yeah.
like 4 years old. So, yeah, I sought this out, I watched it, and it's been quite a while since then.
Would you recommend it?
This is one of those movies that's like on the required nerd reading list, but it's like five or six down. And there's nothing above it. It's just far on the list. It's
It's
certainly
just it's
dated.
like 1, 2, 3, 4 are blank, and then
It's like
five is.
it's like I went to print out a required movie watching list for video, and it's like Sonic the Hedgehog, and then I accidentally held spacebar for a long time, and like the wizard gets printed on like page three.
Street Fighter's not on there?
No.
Oh, sorry. Okay, far. Sorry. Raul Julia's Street Fighter the movie, Sonic the Hedgehog, and then wait, there is like the wizard. Like, it's cute. There's a lot of lines. But it's super dated,
Give me
and
some of the
like,
lines that are in this that are really popular.
I love the power glove. It's so bad. He touched my breast. Ninja Gaiden, hi. What else? There's a couple others. Mostly only know, like, nerd circles. It's a cult classic.
Okay.
Yeah, this is definitely I can see being like a cult classic in Nintendo fandom because
So,
it's a
like,
Nintendo movie.
I don't think I would recommend it in general, but like if you're a big enough of a gamer, and you've got an hour and 40 minutes to do dick on, like, sure. I wouldn't fault you for watching it.
I would say go watch Terminator 2 for much better arcade scenes.
Yeah,
And that's
there's a
just
lot of
one
this
of them.
movie that I
Like Justin said, though, it does handle the advertisement pretty well, I think. It doesn't like hit you
It's
over the head.
subtle.
It's just like, I like video games and I'm good at them. Let's go to the video tournament. Oh, it happens to be a Nintendo video game tournament. Okay.
Yeah. In the violence and
Yeah,
gore section of IMDb.
it just happens to be that every video game they play is Nintendo,
All two
right?
of them. Well, I guess, yeah, outside of they
I
play a
mean,
couple
like,
others.
even
We
with
get
the
a lot
training
of
and
them.
shit, sure.
I have 97 of
Oh,
them,
I was
Josh.
kind of right. They did talk about the Nintendo Hotline.
For
Yeah,
sure.
they
That
did.
was in the movie.
They called the Nintendo Hotline.
But he wasn't one of those guys.
No.
He might have been later.
Yeah,
Who
maybe
knows?
that's Wizard 2 that never got made.
Wizard 2, the hotline.
Fun fact, the original cut of this movie was 2.5 hours.
No,
Oh,
thank you.
God, no. They
That's
cut a
too
bunch
much
of it.
Nintendo.
It has recently been restored on the 2020 Blu-ray release
Did you watch
of
that
the
tonight?
movie.
I did not. I just found about it when I was doing post-watch research. So I might. Apparently, most of the stuff they cut was backstory stuff in the beginning
Ooh,
and
that's
like
stuff I really don't want.
a little bit from Video Armageddon. So
At
I might skip
least,
to the Video Armageddon part.
I'm guessing
yeah.
conservatively, at least two more scenes with Putnam chasing them aimlessly.
I think he's talking about like family drama stuff that has nothing to do with Nintendo.
Neither does the Putnam stuff.
Well, no, I'm just saying like that's I don't want it. I don't want it.
Yeah, we know enough about this family and their woes. I
Yeah.
don't need like 4 minutes of establishment.
No,
Yeah,
not at
we get
all.
it. Like maybe like a 5 minute scene of like you hear about the sister earlier on, maybe, but like
So
that's it.
here's why it was rated PG for language. Three uses of the word damn, four uses of the word shit, four uses of the word
Wow.
ass, 21 uses of the word hell, one use of the word bastard, three uses of son of a bitch, and one use of bitch by itself. It was rated, or it had some violence in it. A man punches another man off screen, and Fred Savage is punched by.
The boys.
Well, not only the bullies, but when he's wearing the mask, she punches him and knocks him out,
Oh,
and it's a scene
I
from the
really missed
kitchen.
this bit. I missed
Which
this bit
one?
a lot.
Oh, our parental advisor section?
Yeah, it's been a while.
All right, remind me and I'll start getting back to it.
Do you
But
guys want to hear some numbers?
those stand out. Sure. I think Josh told us how much it cost, right?
Yeah, I did the cost and box office numbers, but
Yeah.
I have more
You
numbers.
didn't pay me the same courtesy that I paid you, Austin.
I was just too excited about The Wizard.
This
I don't get these movies
is
often
a
where I'm
rare
the only one
occasion
that's seen
where it's a him movie that we have no idea what's going
Yeah.
on.
This movie, estimated budget, 6 million.
Okay.
Opening weekend, 2 million. Two basically 2 million
Wow, that's
That's
surprising. In the
big.
opening weekend. World gross worldwide. I don't know why I said that so weird.
Gross.
14,278,000.
All right.
And that's the same for US and Canada. So I'm guessing that this didn't get a worldwide release. It's only.
That makes sense. It was made for the US market, so
Yeah.
that makes sense. Any
So there
other
we
fun
go.
facts?
Taglines.
Taglines, yeah.
See if I can find him.
I'm thinking of some lame like he's the wizard.
You know what? Speaking of taglines, this had a really good poster. There
Is that
was
a pretty cool 90s-y poster? Yeah.
a lot of video game art on it. This would have convinced me to watch it as a kid for sure. I don't
This
know
had a
why I haven't seen it.
merchandise ad campaign that I'm
So
about
I'm
to
gonna give you
post
the two
in the chat.
taglines in order of which one's good. So the first one is the good one. It's more than a game. It's the chance of a lifetime.
Sure.
And then the other one is they're on a cross-country adventure to the world's greatest video game championships. It's more than a game. It's a chance of a lifetime.
Okay, so one's the extended cut, just like you talked about. All right, Josh, you want to tell them about our other shows and where they can find them?
Sure, we have Amazeballs, where we talk about serialized TV shows. We have What About Wrestling, where Justin, friend and only fan of the show, Nick, talk about wrestling. Did I miss one? It's been a while since I've done this.
Nope, that's it.
Amazeballs?
Just
Yeah, we
no.
got them all.
Amazeballs, yeah,
Tell them
Amazeballs,
where
What
they can
About
find them.
Wrestling.
We got them.
Podcast.net? Is it net or com?
It's com.
Podcast.com.
Podcast.ch.
YouTube and Facebook under fapcheck@gmail.com. Let us know what movies you want Justin Austin to not have seen so that I can see it.
Yeah.
That's a fun way of putting that. I'm sure it won't confuse anyone.
Way to go.
All right.
Wow, the Japanese poster for this movie is amazing.
Oh, post it to the chat so
I
I can
always, I've
see.
recently started looking up the Japanese version poster because they tend to be crazy.
Yes.
This is subtle crazy. It's the same poster, but the dad and older son are also up top because they're famous actors.
Ooh.
And it kind of looks like a video game box cover.
Oh wow, that looks like Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure or
It
something.
does. They really are just, they really just tacked Bo Bidges and Christian Slater up at
Almost in
the
like puzzle piece shapes.
top.
Ooh, wow. Yeah. Highly recommend looking that up if you haven't seen it. All right, until next time. I'm Austin.
I'm Josh.
I'm Justin.
Hey guys, have you seen?